It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Morton, that sounds great.
Thanks.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails today.
All right, here we go now.
Cottonwood Trails.
I like that.
Tales from Cottonwood Trails.
Come spend some time with some good friends of mine.
Bully for you.
Oh boy, I sure love the carnival that Gene the Hedgehog organizes for all the animals of Cottonwood Trails every year. So many fun rides and tasty treats.
Sure, Morton, but right now we have to find Rob.
I think he was supposed to be working at one of these carnival games. I just can't remember which one.
Look, there he is at the dunk tank.
Ooh. I'd love to go see Rob at the dunk tank thing, but I smell funnel cakes. Those are my favorite kind of deep-fried sugary carnival treats. No offense to mini donuts. I'll just be gone a second.
Get your funnel cakes here.
Let's go talk to Rob. Morton will probably be a while.
Dunk tank, give the ranger a bath.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. Are you here to throw balls at the target and dunk me in the water?
Is that why you're sitting on that board?
Yeah. Gene the Hedgehog thought it would be a fun idea if I volunteered to get dunked. I don't know why I let her talk me into it. This water is freezing.
Well, we're not here to dunk you, Rob.
We need your help.
I see. What's the problem?
It all started at the water shooting game this morning. Oz, Morton, and I were about to start the game, but the shooter I had was a little bit too heavy for me.
When I say go, aim at the targets over here, okay? Whoever has the best accuracy wins the prize.
Thanks for explaining the game, Alice. Oof! Oh, this shooter is very heavy for my little mouse arms.
You'll be fine. Ready, set, shoot!
Woohoo! I'm gonna win!
You're no match for my focus! See ya!
Whoa! Well, the water comes out fast! Ugh! It's too heavy! I don't think I can hold it steady! Oh!
Rosie, the targets are this way!
I can't control it! The water's too strong!
Look out! You're gonna hit that guy walking by!
Ooh!
Ah! I'm soaked!
Oh no! Scott the Wolverine!
You three are dead meat! I'll get you when you least expect it! So expect it!
This is bad!
And done!
Well, partners, that was some fine shooting. Thanks for playing.
I absolutely obliterated you guys. Looks like you barely even started. I guess that's the power of my ultra focus.
Morton, did you even notice Scud?
Scud the Wolverine? Oh no, where is he? He can be pretty cranky sometimes, you know.
I guess you win, Morton. Here's your prize.
Thank you kindly.
Step right up, try the dunk tank, and win a prize.
I think I see where this story is going.
Just wait until you hear what happened after that. Our next stop was the haunted cave. Ooh.
This place gives me the creeps.
It's also very dark. I can barely see anything.
Yeah, except the spooky things that pop out and scare you.
This isn't scary, and I'll prove it. I'm gonna go into the next area alone. I'll bet I'm not even scared a little bit. Well, maybe a little bit, but not much.
What's he trying to prove?
I don't know. We should just move forward and then we...
Wait, did you hear that?
It's probably another fake monster that's gonna pop out and scare us.
Well, you're half right.
Ah! It's Scud!
Sure is. I saw you go in here. And figured it would be a good place to get my revenge for earlier.
But squirting you was just an accident.
I don't want to hear it. Now get over here. It's payback time.
Look out, Rosie!
He's trying to grab me, Oz!
Run!
Get back here!
Hurry! We'll run farther into the cave!
But I can hardly see where I'm going.
Neither can Scott. If we're lucky, he'll hit them.
Ouch! Who put a wall there? I gotta get out of here. I can't see a thing. We're not done yet. Hear me?
That was a close one. He almost got us.
Whoa, I thought we were goners for sure!
My heart is racing. I think I need to get out of here.
Oh, yeah! This was all just too much!
Jeff couldn't hack it, eh? I suppose a few things in here were a little scary, but I only screamed like 6 or 7 times. Not bad. Stick with me, my skittish friends. I'll protect you from these silly monsters.
If only you could protect us from the real one!
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Try the dunk tank. Anyone can win. Even
yikes! So you narrowly avoided Scud at the Haunted Cave. Then you came to see me?
Not quite. We made a little stop at the bumper carts first.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty cool. It was smart to make them push carts so that electricity wasn't needed. I assume that it wasn't a very fun experience for you, though?
Not really. Morton was pushing from the back while Rosie and me steered the cart, and we thought we would be able to hide in the crowd.
But that plan didn't turn out very well.
Hey, come and try the bumper carts, guys. High-speed thrills and spills, dude.
Are we all set?
What did you say? I can't see or hear anything back here.
Never mind, then.
Why, thank you, Rosie. I think you have a clever mind, too.
Oh, no! Rosie, look!
Oh, it's Scud! And look, he has Belinda the Bear with him. I'll bet she's going to push him, and she's super strong.
Do you think they spotted us?
Hey there, ready to find out what roadkill feels like?
I'm gonna guess they saw us.
Whoa, all right. Everybody ready?
Ready?
No!
Go? Okay.
I guess you guys got the idea.
Whoa! We gotta get away from Scott's cart! Where is he anyway?
He was just over there a second ago.
Looking for me?
Ah!
Hope you got your seatbelts on.
Hurry, Oz! Turn! Quick!
On it!
Phew. Well, we should be out of his way for a while, as long as we don't stop.
Stop? Well, okay.
Ah, Morton, what are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Oz. How about yourself?
I see you.
Scud's coming back again. We need to go, now.
Morton, please, just hurry.
Well, sure, Oz. I'll try your curry. No need to beg.
Go!
Gotcha.
Rats. Missed again. Hey, Belinda, slow down. Belinda!
Huh?
I said slow down or we're gonna hit the wall!
Yikes!
Ouch!
Scud's cart hit the wall pretty hard.
Oh man, are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Just get me out of this thing.
No problem, dude.
We should get out of here before Scud comes after us.
Yeah! Morton, we're going to find Rob!
Really? I know Rob isn't perfect, but do we really need to fire him?
Oh, good grief!
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and meet Penelope, the 20-foot python. Please keep an eye on your children.
So that brings us to right now.
Oh, that's a tough situation. There is one Bible verse that comes to mind. 1 Peter 3:9.
Oh, good! Is it about how to fight back when someone is being mean?
Well, not exactly. It says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing.
What? So we're supposed to pay back Scud with a blessing?
What does that even mean?
Well, I take the verse to mean that anytime someone insults us or is mean to us, we're told to respond with kindness. According to the verse, that's what God has called us to do. So even though it might not be easy and we might want to fight back when someone is mean to us, God tells us to be kind. This situation is no different.
But how will that stop Scud?
I never said it would stop him, but if we do what God asks us to do, I'm sure that he will help us through whatever problem we're facing. Doing what God asks of us is always the best path forward.
Well, okay. I guess if we run into Scud again, we could try doing something kind.
Yeah. I don't know how that will go, but I guess we should try.
Right on.
Come on, Oz. Let's go find Morton. I want to try the river log ride.
Have fun, guys.
Well, look who's working the dunk tank today.
Oh, no. Matilda, please. The water is so cold.
Cold, you say? Sounds refreshing. And I'd love to help you get refreshed.
No.
Woo-hoo! That was fun. I want to do it again.
Kindness, Rob. Remember kindness.
Come on down and try the lazy river.
This is nice and peaceful. at least for now.
I hope this log can hold all three of us when we get to the rapids. We'll have to hold on real tight.
Hey, look on the riverbank right there. Isn't that our buddy? Hi, hello.
Morton, that's not our buddy.
It's Scott.
There you are. I thought I lost you for good.
Wait, Scott's not our buddy?
Morton, Scott is the bully we've been running from all day.
What? We've been running from someone all day?
Yes, Morton, and now he knows where we are.
At least we're on the river. I don't think he'll be able to reach us from...
Well, would you look at that? You're a very good jumper.
I sure am, but you know what I'm even better at?
Lawn bowling?
Beating up anyone who messes with me.
Rats, that was my next guess.
Scud, we didn't mean to mess with you. It was all a misunderstanding.
Tough.
You should really be careful about where you're standing, Scud. It's starting to get a little bumpy.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. You should worry about what I'm going to do to you.
Guys, what do we do?
Remember what Rob said. Let's respond in kindness and see what happens.
But how?
Oh, I think I know.
Are you going to fight back or something? I'd love to see you try.
We won't do that, Scud. We want to show you kindness, even though you're not being kind to us at all. That's what God wants us to do.
Huh?
And so, we want you to have this gift. It's the prize I won earlier. I don't even know what it does, but it looks pretty cool, and you can have it.
But, wait, I don't want a gift. What is that thing, anyway? Some goofy box with a handle on the side? Do you think this is gonna change anything?
Wait, there's a handle on the side? I didn't know that. What happens if I turn it like this?
Wait, Morton. I think that's a jack-in-the-box.
A jack-in-the-what?
It's going to pop open.
What in the world? Whoa, whoa, whoa! I'm bowling.
Come on,
Scud. Grab my hand.
That was close. I almost fell in.
Yeah, but then we saved you.
Guess I owe you one.
So you'll stop terrorizing us then?
Fine, but don't mess with me again. I doubt I'll be as easy going next time.
Looks like that's the end of the ride.
Good. I'm out of here.
Thanks for kindly sharing the ride with us.
Whatever.
What a weird ending to this crazy day!
I guess Rob was right. Treating Scud with kindness the way God wants us to got us out of that sticky situation. We should go tell Rob about how this all worked out.
Yeah! Coming, Morton?
I'm going back to that shooter game.
Again? Why?
Now that I know what this jack-in-the-box thing is, I want to see if they have any other ones. Maybe there's a Jill in the box, or an Eli in the box, or even a Guadalupe in the box. The possibilities are endless.
Morton, you... go have fun.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
It sounded like you were going to say something else.
I changed my mind. It's never too late to show kindness.
This has been a donor-funded production by Square One World Media, created and written by Jordan Evans. Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Karen Reimer, Joanna Braun, Jason Stoffman, Evelyn Strempler, Eric Borman, and Lee Pauls.